Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Read it for me, sir.
Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6. Mm-hmm. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you have to believe in your dreams. Somebody say, believe in your dreams.
Believe in your dreams.
Now, I told you that there are different sources of dreams. One source is the Lord. One source is the flesh. One source is the devil. And the other source is your daily activities. Do you remember what you heard last week? Now, when you've come to the point where you realize that the dream you are having comes from God, your duty is to believe. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Somebody say believe.
Believe.
Recently, I heard a lady called Sinache. Have you heard of Sinache? Amen. What song does he sing? Waymaker. Do you know Waymaker?
Yes.
What other song does he sing? Does she sing? I know who I am. You make my life so beautiful.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
So I heard her, she was in a way sharing her testimony.
Na fabupaki.
And she said,
Ari.
When she was young,
kanako.
She used to dream and see herself singing in the nations of the world. She'll see herself singing in America. She'll see herself singing in Russia. She'll see herself singing where?
Singapore.
Singapore, South Africa. But that time she was young. And practically and logically, where she was in life, there was no way that she can go to America, to Singapore, to Russia, to Germany, Croatia, all these countries. Many people have beautiful voices, but have died without us even knowing that they once had a beautiful voice. Many people don't believe in the dreams that God gives them. When you don't believe, you easily give up. When the storms of life come and knock your boat, when they come and knock your finances, when they come and knock your comfort, many of us give up in our dreams. Abraham believed everything that God told him. God told him, he said, lift up your eyes and see. He said, if you can count the stars, that's the number of children you will have. At that time, Abraham didn't even have one child.
Abraham nasnangwana.
And he was over 75 years old.
Na fitile 75 years.
I don't know at what age women have men opos.
Akitsebe gore bomme
ba. What age? Around 40. Abraham's wife was past the age of having children.
Mosadiwa Abraham.
And God came and said, lift up your eyes.
Mojimo are
tusamato. If you can count the stars in the heavens,
khona go bala dinaledi.
That is the number of children you will have.
Ke bana ba ketla go fa bona.
The Bible says Abraham believed everything.
Abraham o ile a dumela tsotlhe.
He didn't say, but God, I am old. He didn't say, but God, my wife has passed the age of being able to bear children.
He believed.
Someone say, believe.
He believed.
Many of us, we believe our situations more than we believe God.
If
you don't believe, your dreams will never come true.
You'll
never take the steps that you need to take for them to come true. You will be following the wind. Wherever it blows, we are going. When they say they are hiring at Pick and Pay, that time the dreams and the visions that God has given you have no Pick and Pay in it at all. I can't hear you, amen. But because everyone is running there, you are also just. You have to believe in the dreams and the visions that God has given you. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
Abraham believed.
Abraham uile adumela.
Do you know at what age he had his first child?
He was 99.
His wife was 90. In Genesis chapter 22, God said to Abraham, I want you to kill your only child that you have. This is after God had said that, you know, lift up your eyes as far as your eyes can see, all I'll give to you. Now God says, this child that you have in your old age, your only one from the wife you love,
kill him.
Not once did Abraham doubt.
Abraham uile atswela pele adumela.
He took his son, took him to a faraway mountain, took a knife, and was about to kill the child. When you read the book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul explains to us what was going on in Abraham's mind and heart. That Abraham believed that even if I kill the child, God can raise him up again.
Abraham nadumela gore le ge ka
believe.
Abraham o ile adumela.
That's why today even we are called the children of Abraham. God has fulfilled that promise. As far if you can count the stars, then you'll be able to count Abraham's children. Now he has children from every nationality, from every corner of the earth.
Mohotli.
Because he did what? He believed. Many of you, you have gone astray from the path that God has for you. Because at some point, you believed what you felt physically. You believed the situations that you are going through more than what God is showing you. As a result, your life is very difficult. Even when you wake up in the morning, you wish you can sleep for 10 more hours. I know you won't say amen. Push your neighbor and say, believe.
Believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two. Genesis Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 2. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 to 2. It's in your Bible.
It's there.
Habakkuk chapter 2 Are you there? Please read for us.
Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 1. I will stand my watch and set on the trumpet and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tables that he may run who reads it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read verse 1 again.
I will stand my watch and set myself on the trumpet and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what the Lord will say unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is very important to stay close to God. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Someone says, stay close to God.
Stay close to God.
I can hear you. Stay close to God.
Stay close to God.
You know, many people are trying to influence us in life.
Batho ba bantsi ba leka gore letlela mo bophelong.
You know, I was with Tulane yesterday, and he said to me, Pastor, this thing of you not having a TV,
is it
a temporary thing or is it forever?
Ask your
neighbor, is it temporary or is it forever? Because I don't have a TV. Hello? I have no need of a TV in my life. So I was moving from where I'm staying and going somewhere else. So I think he must have realized that the TV is still not here. This man has been saying there's no TV. Till today there's still no TV.
TV.
And so he asked me, is it temporary or is it forever?
Forever.
And I said to him, I don't need a TV in my life. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is trying to speak to you and influence you towards a certain direction. A lot of us, even how we dress, how we talk, how we speak, that TV has been ministering to you. Without you knowing, it has been teaching you how to dress. It's been teaching you how to talk. It's been teaching you how to behave yourself. The TV. Because there you see your favorite people. And when you see them, you start envisioning yourself to being like them. And that's how influence works. So if you want your dreams to come true, you have to decide that I will not be influenced influenced by my TV. I will not be influenced by my friends. I will not be influenced by my colleagues. But I will have a divine television. One that brings divine influence. He said, I will wait upon the tower. Because I want to hear what my God is saying. I want my influence to come from heaven. If you want your dreams to come true, your ear must continuously and constantly be attentive to the word of Jehovah. You must hear him on a continual basis. If your ear becomes blocked and you stop receiving that communication, your dreams will not come true. So you need to be close to him. You need to keep hearing him. You need to be tuned in to the waves of eternity. The airwaves of eternity. Instead of radio.
Radio.
What is the channels? Tobela FM. Mums FM. What else are we listening to? Metro FM. And what? Josie. Jacaranda. Ikwekwezi. Ukozi FM. Start listening to your God.
Utlwelela Modimo wa gago.
I said start listening to what? To who?
To your God.
To your God. Otherwise, before you know it, every wind that blows, you are also.
Billy, we eat it. We are more hotly.
What are we doing now? We're going back to school.
Rebuela skolom.
What are we doing now? What ramaketa?
We are looking for a job.
You realize time is moving and you keep on moving up and down aimlessly. That is what happens when you are not tuned in to the voice of God. When did I meet you? We met for the first time. Tell.
2013.
Since 2013, have I ever changed my language? What have I been saying since the day you met
me? I can
hear you.
You haven't changed anything.
But what have I been saying?
You want to be a pastor?
No, they can't hear you. Can you hear Mom Ruti?
You want to be a pastor, you want to preach. Yeah.
Since when you met me? 2013. I think you knew me before I met her.
Amen.
When did you meet me?
2011.
What have I... Please tell them. Come and stand.
Okay, you've been saying that you want to... How do I put it? I think when I met you... You've been doing this work.
Uh-huh. What work? Has I been going to work every morning?
No, the church work, shepherding people, uh-huh. Teaching them, leading them, teaching them how to pray, how to read their Bibles. 2011.
Hey! Must I ask you also? Please arise, tell them. By the way, this is my mother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know what to say instead. Since he was very, very young, he had a zeal for God. Sometimes I even wonder if I'm the one who brought him on earth. The zeal for God is amazing. It's something that I cannot. I think it's becoming even worse than ever. Sometimes naming yakaga. But I want to say this proudly and boldly. He loves God.
Amen.
With everything that he has.
But you, you
when
if we would have met you in 2011, just to
gene re ka kopana le wena ka 2011.
Every wind that blows in life
mogotle
is influencing you, taking you from pillar to post. You are today, you are doing this. Tomorrow you are going there.
We are kwa. We are a sinner.
Your dreams can never come true like that.
Di toro tsa gago di ka setle ka tsela eo.
So you have to be tuned into the voice of the Spirit.
O tshwanetse wa utlwella mo moyeng.
And you must keep following that voice.
Wa tswela pele wa utlwella
voice. All the days of your life.
Ka matsatsi a o tla bophelo ba
gago. The minute you lose that connection,
ge o sa o latlhegelwa ke kopano yeo.
That is the day you lose your future.
Ke mo o latlhegelwa ke bokamoso.
That is the day you lose your purpose.
O latlhegelwa
ke lebaka. That is the day you lose your destiny.
O latlhegelwa ke bokamoso.
And you become ordinary like everybody else who is a TV person. I don't know even what to call you.
Wa tloelega o tshwana le batho ba botle.
You must stay close to God.
O tshwanetse wa ba khaofe le Modimo.
One of the things that I've realized in life,
se ke se boneng mo bophelong,
is that loyalty comes before promotion.
O tshwanetse wa tshepega pele o ka isiwa go Dimo.
You know, there are some people who come to church after they've been there for about a month. They already feel that we can give them a mic. You know, one day I met a guy. The first day I met him. The first day, not like after a month or 2 months. First day I met him.
He said,
"Pastor, you know."
Aramuruti.
I was thinking, oh, yeah, I'm a prophet. He said, "I'm a prophet."
Arikimu profeta.
And you know what, Pastor?
Ari.
I was thinking that, you see, before you come and preach, you give me the mic.
Unfair mic.
Then I will start. I was like, who are, number one, who are you?
Umang.
Well, I don't even know you from anywhere. You can't be promoted until you have shown your loyalty.
O ka si siwe go dimo go fitlhela o bontsitse gore wa tshepega.
Even God cannot release everything he has planned for you until you have proven your loyalty.
Modimo a ka se go fesele gore o go tshepisitse.
You have to stick with him.
O montse gore o na le
yena. Stick with the vision he gave you.
O belise a go file sona.
Do you know
now
that when Moses experienced that burning bush experience, he was 8 years old.
Nanali 8 years old.
Job. The Bible tells us, introduces him to us, then the devil comes and he messed up his life. And by the end of the book of Job, the Bible tells us that God doubled everything he had. Do you know that time period was plus minus 20 years?
About 20 years.
Sometimes the Bible deceives us because, you see, we just flip pages.
Rinobula fela.
And we are not aware of the time period it takes from page 1 to page 2.
Ga re tse sebaka se se tsereng from page 1 to page 2.
And so, you know, they call this generation the microwave generation. Instant, we want everything now.
Re batla dilo tsotlhe gona bianong.
If you will stop listening to God, your dreams will never come true.
Ditoro tsa gago di ka setle.
Your ear must be forever tuned into heaven.
O tshwanetse wa utlwella legodimo ka dinako tsotlhe.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
I've been loving God from since I could remember. And as you heard, I'm becoming worse.
Give out worse.
Push it and say, he's becoming worse.
He's becoming worse.
Some of us, when you come to church, you sing, I'll do anything for you, Jesus. Hey! Let's not go there. What did I say to you? You must be close to
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll give you the last one for today. You have to be close to other dreamers. Tell your neighbor, say, be close to other dreamers.
Be close to other dreamers.
You know, when I meet an individual who doesn't have the same dream as me, I run away. Do you hear what I said?
Amen.
I run away. I don't want anyone who will disturb my journey where I'm going. I know where I'm going. So in the book of Luke,
go booking ya Lucas
from chapter 1, an angel appeared to a lady called appeared to John the Baptist's parents.
John,
and told them that they will have a child at their old age. When you read on, the same angel went to speak to a lady called Mary and told them that you will be with child and the Holy Spirit shall come upon you and that thing that shall be in you shall be called the Son of God. The Bible tells us, when you read on, that Mary went to be with Elizabeth because the angel said Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant.
Elizabeth na imile.
And the Bible says,
Bible iri,
when Mary met Elizabeth,
Mary a kopana li Elizabeth,
John the Baptist jumped in the womb.
John uile a chikinega mo dimpeng.
Mary had seen the angel.
Mary na boni lingeloi.
Zachariah had seen the angel.
Zachariah na boni lingeloi.
Both of them had become pregnant because of the words and the message that the angel had brought. Now imagine if Mary went to another woman and said, yo, the angel came and said to me, I'll have a child.
You're going to
say, oh, but you're a virgin, sister. Children don't come like that. Hello?
Amen.
That's what they were going to say. And she was going to start doubting, but Marayane. But the first thing she did is she went to meet another dreamer. Another person who had a similar experience. So that when she came and shared her experience, she said, I know, I also saw her. I also saw that angel. As you see me, look how old I am. I have passed the age of having children. But my husband saw that angel and look at me now, 6 months pregnant. Don't you think that that will encourage Mary?
Your
problem is that you want to have a degree, but all your friends are taxi drivers. When you start talking about your dreams, they will just rubbish them. If you want your dreams to come true, make sure that you accompany yourself with other dreamers. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
You want to get married, but all your friends are saying, me, I will never get married. Why? I know you won't say amen. It's okay. People you keep company with. You want to be educated, but your friends are the people who always sit by the corners. Yes. Bomata. Boa choose. And you sit there by the corners the whole day aimlessly asking for 2 rands. You've met them before. How can your dream ever come true when you associate yourself with people who don't have the same vision as you?
Ditla dira byang ditoro tsena ge osna os le sabone ka go tshwana.
My best friend is a preacher.
Chomiaka Warera.
One of my other best friends, he came, he even preached here. You saw him live. That's my friend.
Wile atla Arera Mona.
I have no friend who's not a preacher. What are we gonna talk about?
Ritlo bulela kaini.
You have to associate yourself with other dreamers. It's extremely important.
Say sebotlhokwa.
Otherwise they will pull you back.
Batla go gogela morago.
One day,
ka letsatsi le lengwe.
See, I started falling in love with Jesus.
Ne ke ba maratong le Jesu.
And one of my bestest friends.
O ne le chomiaka.
From high school, you know, there are people that you think that you'll be best friends forever. Even when they bury you, his box will be here, your box will be here. I mean, we were that close. Then, when Jesus started communicating with my heart, I called that friend of mine. And after he had been there for some time, and I said, you know, I started telling him about Jesus and the experiences I've been having with my God. Because, you see, God speaks in dreams, in visions, in revelations. So I started sharing with him all my dreams, all my visions and revelations that God has been sharing with me with excitement and with passion. Because I love this friend of mine. So I wanted him to, you know, come with me in the new journey that I had started experiencing. Do you know what he said to me? After all, I poured out my heart to him. He said, my friend, do you hallucinate a lot? You know, I just punctured. And I said, let me walk you home. It's time for you to go home now. That's the last time I met him. That day I realized I cannot associate myself with him anymore. Not long after he passed away. You must associate yourself with other dreamers. Your dreams can never come true when everybody around your life is going the opposite direction with you. They will discourage you. They will pull you down. Especially when your dreams come with God, from God. There is nothing you can do with God where you don't need faith. God told Abraham when he was in his 70s, 80s, 90s that you will have a child. Any normal, ordinary, logical person will say, Abraham, do you hallucinate a lot?
But na Abraham ona le go latlhegelwa ke tlhaloganyo.
So you need to associate yourselves with other people who hallucinate like you.
Oh, turn it to
a copy. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
That's why I appreciate God for the wife that he's given me. Because I'm a dreamer. When I come and share my dream, she doesn't pull me down and say, Emanyana man.
Thank you.
Tell a neighbor, say,
associate yourself
with other dreamers.
With other dreamers.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want to give you homework. Go home. Go investigate your friends.
And
check whether are you a fellow dreamer? Or are you too logical and too, you know? If you want your dreams to come true, start deleting every person who's not a dreamer.
Amen.
You're saying amen, but I know you love your friends too much. But you have to decide, is it your future or is it this friendship that's pulling you down? I see your future is great in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If I followed my friend to London, I could have been dead now. But I realize that God has called me now. And I can't associate myself with anybody anymore. I have to find the dreamers like myself. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Will your dreams come true?
Amen.
You have to learn these things I've told you. Let's rise to our feet, give the Lord some praise, put your hands together for him. Oh, I said put your hands together for Jesus. I would rather be lonely than to be with people who are not dreamers.
Amen.
I don't have to be friends with everybody. There are some people, when you look at their lives, they look like they are far in life.
Amen.
But I know that I desire something greater than just for people to clap hands for me and say, wow, what a nice car, what a nice shoe, what nice hair. Hey. I've got big dreams. And my God will fulfill all my dreams.
O tla di etsa modimo wa ka.
And do greater than what I can ever imagine. May that be your story.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I want you to lift up your voice and talk to the Lord concerning what you've heard. Ask Him to grant you the wisdom, the grace, to do all the necessary things to ensure that the vision that He planted in your heart will come to pass. Open your mouth, talk to the Lord, speak to Him.
Lord,
every dream must come true.
Every dream that's...
Give us the strength to do the things that we have to do.
I pray that, Lord, it will come to pass.
We'll
see them, Father.
Pray, somebody, I can't hear you. Lift up your voice.
Father, the dreams that I saw, the dreams I ask the Lord, they will come to pass. They will come to pass.
I will see them in my lifetime.
I will see them, Lord. I will see them, Father. Ah, Shande Bria Hale Kiantis. That, Lord, I will see them. I will see them. I will see them. You will help me, Father. You will help me by your grace. That, Lord, I will not be an ordinary man, just living. But, Lord, it will be a higher life that will be pleasing to you. I ask you, Father, for that grace. That grace. That it will be a life that has lived to please you, that has transformed lives, a life that would have changed things from this earth. Kabaya Hande Lebro Santa Kiantis. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. I want everybody here to lift up their hands and focus your heart on Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for your children. Open their eyes and let them see. Let them see the future that you have for them. And I pray, my Father, that they will take the necessary steps for them to realize their dreams, the dreams that you have sowed in their hearts. Bujanda bakaryanda bazakaryanda bozokoryanda bakaryanda. I pray for the grace to be able to discern between dreams. Because many of us here, we have received the dreams from the world and have accepted them as dreams that come from God. I pray that you destroy that deception. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your people's ears will be connected to the divine voice of Jehovah. And that, Lord, the source of the dreams that they have will be you. Let every dream that the enemy has sowed and planted in the hearts of your people dry up now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that this word that I have preached, let it be fertilizer and let it be water that will cause the seed that you have planted in the hearts of your people to grow. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the saints will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus and give Him praise. Hallelujah.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.